Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Baby Yoda this morning.
Yeah, this might be the strangest e-news story we've done in a while anyway. But yeah, it's hysteria, the whole Baby Yoda thing, because he's just so stinking cute. And people have been tweeting that he's so cute, they want to breastfeed him. So we've got actual lactation experts weighing in. This is the conversation that's actually having. This is what they this is what they had to say about it. First of all, what a Yoda or you know, whatever the species is called, I'm not 100% sure. Even breastfeed in the first place, are they mammals? Do they lactate? Let's assume they do and move on. What about those big ears? They probably wouldn't get in the way, depending on how you hold your Baby Yoda. But if they do, you can either tuck them under your armpit or swaddle them. Problem solved. What about the sharp claws? Definitely some concern there. You could always cut them. But a simpler solution would be putting little socks or baby mitts on your Baby Yoda's hand.
I used to do that with my kid. Put her socks on her hands.
So she didn't scratch herself?
Yeah, because it's really hard to clip their fingernails.
I used to bite.
I did too.
Yeah, it's just easier to just get in there.
And we did like nicker one time with like the thing. Oh. And it was like end of days.
Mm. Yeah. And you feel so guilty.
Oh,
it's the worst when you're responsible for your... So you don't want to hurt your Baby Yoda.
No, put the socks on.
Yep. Does Baby Yoda have any teeth? Don't know at this point, but usually the time a baby starts teething, they're being weaned off the boob anyway. So let's keep that in mind.
I can't believe this is a real
conversation.
Oh
my God, it keeps going. These are those that are still breastfeeding at that point, yes, generally suck the nipple in past teeth, although there's still a possibility of
a lot of assumptions about
bitten.
A creature we know nothing about its anatomy.
Listen to this one. Here's one of the experts, what they recommended. If Baby Yoda clamps down on your boob, you push his head into your breast only for a second, blocking his nose so he can't breathe. That forces him to open his mouth and unlatch. Then you can try again.
Oh my God. That doesn't sound good either.
Yeah. And what about the force? This is a baby with massive power surging through him. Wouldn't breastfeeding such a little powder keg be dangerous? Well, one of the lactation experts says no. She said, it won't use its powers against me. I am the food source. What's it going to do? Lift me up and squeeze me out? It would love me.
Wouldn't the mom have powers too, though? Because, like, where did Baby Yoda come from?
Well,
like,
you don't
mom
know.
And dad Yoda, right?
The force needs a source.
Might have came from an egg. We don't know.
It wouldn't be breastfeeding if it came from an egg.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't know anything about how the internal workings of Yoda work. So this is all BS.
Well, all I know is I would much rather see this kind of conversation on social media than the hateful stuff that floats around out there. I would rather people ponder these kinds of questions.
Amen.
Than find ways to hate other people.
All right, another e-news this morning. It is impossible to catch that Yuletide spirit until somebody starts the debate over whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And sure, it's not the most Christmassy movie out there, but it does take place on December 24th. Well, according to the latest poll, 42% of us do not consider Die Hard a holiday flick. Only 30% of us do. And the other 28% don't know, or most likely don't care. We all know, though, how Bruce Willis feels about it. At his roast last year, he said Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It's a bleep, bleep Bruce Willis movie.
All right, so we've been wondering, why did Dan get kicked off Survivor? I mean, we knew it was inappropriate behavior, but what exactly did he do? And People Magazine has the scoop. They got this from multiple people involved with the show's production. So this is what they found out. It was after an immunity challenge. The contestants were getting on a boat to head back to their camp. And Dan touched the leg of a female crew member. At least one of his fellow players witnessed it. Now, Dan claimed he did it by accident when he lost his balance getting into the boat. But nobody bought it.
A likely story.
Yes. Producers eventually made the call to remove him.
Oh. What do you think?
I don't know. I'd have to see the touch of the leg. Was it in the knee area? Was it in the calf? Was it on the upper
thigh? Was it Justin Timberlake style knee touching?
Exactly. Was there a rub on the inner upper thigh? Then we definitely have an issue.
The final Jeopardy question was, the first words spoken in this 1970 Best Picture Oscar winner are, Ten Hut, be seated.
Full Metal Jacket. I don't know.
That's actually not a bad guess. You're a little early, but I see you trying to make an educated guess, not being from that time. That was not bad. I've heard
never
worse.
Seen the movie either.
The correct response, according to the show, was what is Patton? But that is technically wrong because Patton was released in 1969. The Oscar ceremony was in 1970.
Oh, so what's the real answer?
Here's the audio.
The first words spoken in this 1970 Best Picture Oscar winner are Ten Hut. Be seated. We'll come to you first, Ben. You came up with the correct response. Patton, George C. Scott, Oscar winning role.
Yeah, so anyway, the experts are arguing that even though that's how it went down, they gave it to him, the Oscar ceremony was in 1970, but that would have still been considered the 1969 Best Picture winner. So you could argue the wording of the question was wrong.
Gotcha.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
The Oscars are always in February the following year.
That's right.
So, true. Yeah.
Ed Helms is the name of the guy I was looking for. Sorry.
That is Ed.
Totally.
Oh, he'll be great.
No, he already
He's already been done.
Oh,
he
yes?
He did a vacation
Rusty.
Movie.
What about Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt?
He could play it, you know, kind of like
Pratt might, yeah.
Lovable, kind of goofy a little bit.
I do love him. He's on my short list.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.